Chapter 3, March. Some baseball players dreaded the monotony of spring training, the way that their entire lives revolved around the ballpark, with practice and meetings and training and more practice. Derek loved it. He was a man of routine by nature, and while he didn't exactly love being away from LA and living in a different place, he appreciated that every day was similar and that he really only had to worry about baseball. He knew that the sport was his job, of course, but it never felt more true than during spring training, and he wished he could go back and tell his younger self that playing baseball for a living was really as great as it seemed. It helped that the stresses of the season hadn't really hit yet. Plus, he knew he was assured of a roster spot this year, which also took some of the pressure off. The ballpark was smaller, only about a quarter the size of Dodger Stadium, and the more intimate experience harkened back to college games. The fans there were the true diehards, and the whole experience felt jovial and casual in a way that the regular season didn't always achieve, and it reminded Derek of why he really loved the game. The first 2 weeks were just for the pitchers and catchers, who needed a little extra preparation before the season started. Derek got to meet their new catcher, a veteran named Tim Patterson, whom the Dodgers had acquired in a trade over the offseason, and whose strength was supposedly team leadership and a true mastery of the game's complexities. "Everyone calls me Patty. Now let's talk about that curveball," he'd said with a firm handshake as he instantly cemented Derek's respect.
3:43 p.m. Styles. Picture of succulents thriving. Styles. They're still alive. Derek, I'm so impressed, truly. Derek, you've managed not to kill the most low maintenance of plants. Styles, oh, should I have confessed my black thumb before I volunteered to take care of them? Styles, whoops. Derek, dot, dot, dot.
He missed Styles, too, which he tried not to feel too silly about, considering that they'd only known each other for about 10 weeks. They texted, though, fairly often, and Styles seemed eager, unbelievably, to hear all of the mundane details of Derek's days. He was making good progress on his next book, apparently, which he claimed he was able to do because no one was there to distract him. Derek snorted at the accusation and started to type back a response, when his phone started buzzing with a FaceTime request from Laura. He was stretched out on the couch, icing his shoulder, and he strained for his iPad on the coffee table. "Hello, my lovely little brother," she said, and he rolled his eyes. "I have at least 50 pounds on you." "Still always my little brother. How's Arizona?"
"The same as last year, and the year before that," he said, smirking, and she sighed at him.
"See, this is exactly why I forced you to FaceTime with me. You barely talk, so I have to get all my information from your eyebrows and your adorable blushes."
Derek rolled his eyes. "How are you?"
"Well, I've been talking to Erica a lot," she said, and Derek grimaced.
"That's probably a bad idea."
"Oh, I don't think so. She told me that you have a new BFF, Styles something. Why haven't you told me about him, Dare Bear? I'm hurt, truly." Derek didn't really have an answer to that. He and Laura were close, closer than most siblings, even though she annoyed the shit out of him, and he had no idea why he hadn't told her about Styles. It was probably because she never let him get away with anything. Do you know what Erica's theory is?" Laura's grin was obscenely wide now, and Derek sighed.
"No, I don't."
Erica had tried to talk to him about it a few times, and he was pretty sure he knew exactly what she was going to say, but he had so far been able to evade the conversation. "She thinks you like him." Derek hesitated and suddenly wished he wasn't on video. He could hide from Laura just fine on the phone. You do!" she yelled triumphantly.
"I don't know," he insisted, but she just rolled her eyes.
"Yeah, right. You know what this reminds me of?" she asked, smirking.
And Derek started shaking his head before she was even finished speaking.
No.
Luke, from high school, she said delightedly. You told me that was just a phase. And was it even a phase, really? A phase-let, if you will? A mini-phase?
Laura, he growled. I never should have told you about that. Nothing happened anyway. And it was a long time ago.
She hummed and waggled her eyebrows at him. Come on, dear. When was the last time you had sex? She said plainly, and he groaned, tipping his head back.
Laura!
Just answer the question, Derek, she said in a sing-song voice. I'm a lawyer. It is my job to get people to answer questions that they don't want to answer, and I'm very good at it.
He sighed. That was definitely true, and he'd learned even as a kid that it was often less painful to just give in. It was a while ago, he muttered. Styles told me he thinks I'm demisexual.
Laura tilted her head. Yeah, I could see that.
How the hell do you even know what that means?
She said, rolling her eyes. Yeah, it was definitely genetic. I am a young, liberal person who has access to the internet. Of course I know what that means. And that would make sense, if you're not realizing your big gay love until now.
Derek blinked at her. I'm not touching that, he said finally.
Is he hot?
He's very handsome, he admitted.
Laura hummed, and her eyes drifted away from Derek's, as if she was focusing on something else.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm looking him up, she said, and Derek groaned. You're right, he's super cute.
Okay, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
What's the problem, Dare? Just kiss him or ask him out or something.
I can't do that, he said quickly.
And why not?
My job, for one, he said, and she rolled her eyes. And I have no idea if he would be interested.
Based on what I've heard from Erica, Laura said, laughing, you really don't need to worry about that.
Derek pulled a face. Okay, that is like third-hand information. What are we, in middle school?
Apparently, because you have a crush on your best friend, and we all have to talk about it behind your backs. Even Boyd is in on the text chain, Dare.
Aw, oh, no, he said, frowning. Really?
She nodded. This shit is serious.
But I don't know if I'm even interested, Derek tried. It didn't sound very convincing, even to him. And judging from Laura's raised eyebrows, she wasn't buying it either.
She tilted her head and gave him a faux sympathetic look. It's pretty simple, Dare. Does he make your pants parts tingly?
Derek rolled his eyes and jabbed at the end button to hang up on her. It was how most of their phone calls ended, honestly.
8:19 p.m. Laura. I'm sorry. I fully support whatever you do. I love you. Derek. I love you too. Derek. But you're still the worst.
Good luck this season. Derek kept his bland smile pasted on and nodded as he handed back the baseball, then reached for the next one. Their ballpark and the surrounding training fields were set up for easy access to the fans, which meant Derek usually spent a good 20 minutes signing autographs and taking pictures before he went inside after any game or practice. Something caught his attention out of the corner of his eye, and Derek finished signing his name mechanically before breaking off from the line with an apologetic wave. He jogged over to the door to the clubhouse, where Styles was standing with a woman and holding a very familiar baby. Derek snorted. Trust Styles to make an immediate friend. Styles' hair was a little longer, the only difference Derek could spot, and he grinned brightly when he got closer.
Hey!
Hey, he said dumbly. Styles with a baby was, sight. Whoa. Derek wanted to hug him, strangely. But there were a lot of people around, and Styles was holding an infant, who started babbling and reaching for Derek. Hello, Rosa, he said, taking her out of Styles' arms, partially for his own sanity. Beth, Patty's wife, smiled at Derek and rested a hand on her daughter's back.
Had a very nice time talking to your friend here, Derek. He's a real baby whisperer, just like you.
Derek laughed. He'd been invited over to Patty and Beth's place for dinner a few times, and for some reason, their 9-month-old really liked him.
As long as I'm still her favorite.
Hey,
Stiles protested, and Beth laughed. She reached for Rosa, and Derek gave her a quick kiss on the head before he let her go.
"Are you guys coming to dinner?" he asked,
and she shook her head. "Not tonight, unfortunately." Derek nodded and gestured to the field behind him.
"Patty should be in shortly. He's just finishing."
"Which means another half hour," Beth said with a smirk. "It was nice to meet you, Stiles. Derek, we'll be expecting you for dinner again next week."
"Yes, ma'am," he said, and Stiles patted Rosa on the back.
The two of them walked through the door side by side, and Stiles slung an arm over Derek's shoulders, squeezing quickly before he let go.
"Hey, buddy, missed you."
His tone was teasing, but his smile was genuine, and Derek had to slide his gaze away for a second.
"Well, that's good to hear, because I definitely didn't miss you," he said, deadpan, and Stiles laughed. "How was the flight? Sorry I couldn't pick you up."
"Oh, don't worry about it. It's not like you were busy or anything," he said dryly, gesturing to Derek's uniform. "Did you pitch today?"
"Not in the game, just a regular workout."
"You said something about dinner tonight?" he asked, and Derek nodded.
"Yeah, with Boyd and Danny and some other people. That okay?"
"Sure," Stiles said, then he grimaced. "Even though I probably smell like airplane." Derek snorted and paused with his hand on the door to the locker room.
"You're fine. I'll try to be quick. Half hour or so?"
"Yeah, no prob," Stiles said, jerking his thumb over his shoulder toward the little lobby area. "Eric is supposed to meet me in a little bit anyway." Derek nodded and headed off to the shower with a little spring in his step. Derek, Stiles, and Erica stood around in the parking lot, enjoying the early evening sunshine and waiting for the others so they could leave for dinner. Danny came out first with Jackson, his customary wide grin on his face.
"Hey, Stiles, right?"
Yeah, he said, looking a little surprised. "Hey, dude."
"Meet Jackson, the prettiest shortstop in the league," Danny said.
He slung his arm around Jackson's neck and ruffled his hair, making him grimace and try to squirm away.
"Jackson, Stiles."
They nodded cordially at each other, and Derek did another quick introduction when Isaac came out with Boyd. They all headed off to a steakhouse near the ballpark that was popular with the team, where Derek ended up seated across from Stiles and next to Boyd. After they ordered drinks, he leaned in close so he could whisper,
"I hear you've been talking to my sister."
Boyd had the best straight face Derek had ever seen, and he just kept flipping through the menu, avoiding eye contact.
"I have no idea what you're talking about."
"Yeah, right.
It's mostly her and Erica," he admitted.
"I don't really say anything."
Derek nodded. Considering that Derek barely allowed himself to think about his possibly fluid sexuality, he'd certainly never talked to Boyd about it. He'd probably be okay with it, he supposed, but
"I think you should go for it,"
Boyd said, and Derek whipped his head to look at him.
"You what?"
he asked. He snuck a look at Stiles, who appeared to be arguing loudly about something with Jackson. Danny was sitting in between them and laughing, though, so Derek wasn't too worried about it.
"Yeah," Boyd said lowly. "The important people wouldn't care. Fuck everyone else."
"Any secrets that Boyd and Derek would like to share with the class?" Isaac said, grinning, and Derek jerked his head up.
"No,"
he said quickly. "Derek, did you know that your friend here is a Mets fan?" Jackson asked, pulling a disgusted face. "That's awful. Why is he even allowed here?"
"Hey,"
Stiles protested.
It is awful," Derek interrupted. "And I'm working on it. He'll forget about them before too long."
"Never," he declared, and Derek kicked him under the table. Stiles kicked back and then trapped Derek's ankle between his own, not letting go until after their food arrived.
"So Jackson's a douche,"
Stiles said, flopping down into the passenger seat of the Camaro, and Derek laughed.
"Yeah, sorta. He was a good teammate, though."
Stiles rolled his eyes and propped his foot on the dash for about 2 seconds until Derek slapped it down. "Everyone else is nice." Derek made a vague noise of agreement. It had been a little unsettling, in a good way, to see how easily Stiles had fit in with his friends. He listened to Stiles chatter away about them. He got a detailed list of the reasons why Jackson was, in fact, a douche, and why Stiles was still making his mind up about Isaac. While he drove the two of them back to the development near the ballpark where most of the team rented condos for the month.
"I like Danny, though,"
Stiles finished. He hauled his duffel bag out of the trunk and slammed it shut before following Derek to the front door. Everyone likes Danny, he said, fishing the keys out of his pocket. This is a nice place, Stiles said with a little hum, strolling through the foyer and poking his head into the kitchen. Derek shrugged. The condo was a little bland and devoid of personality, but it was clean and furnished and perfectly usable for his purposes. It's fine, he said, showing Stiles to the guest bedroom on the first floor. So did you record the Game of Thrones finale like I asked you to?
No, I watched it already, Derek said, as serious as he could muster.
Stiles gasped, his face stricken, but something in Derek's expression must have twitched, because then he growled and hit Derek's shoulder. He was surprisingly strong, actually, and Derek was thankful he went for the left shoulder instead of the right. You asshole, he said, shoving at Derek again when he laughed. I was going to be so mad at you, I swear. Do you have any idea how hard it's been to avoid spoilers on the internet for the past week?
Not really, Derek said honestly, and Stiles rolled his eyes at him.
Oh, right, of course not. Derek the technophobe. Do you even have a Twitter or an Instagram or anything?
Derek shook his head. I think the PR people would prefer it if I did, but I don't.
Okay, let's watch, Stiles said, sinking down into the couch. I'd like to be able to read my Twitter feed again without looking through my fingers.
You sure you don't want to wait until tomorrow? Derek said, feigning a yawn. I'm pretty tired.
Sit your ass down on this couch, old man, and watch people die gruesomely with me.
You make it sound so appealing, he said dryly, but he sat down anyway.
Sure enough, the first aforementioned gruesome death popped up about 5 minutes in, and Stiles threw both hands up in front of his face with a wince. Derek smirked at him.
What?
Stiles hissed, looking at Derek from behind his hands.
It's gross!
I'll tell you when it's over.
Derek pushed Stiles' hands back down a minute later and left his hand on his thigh for about a second longer than he would have otherwise. That was enough progress for the day, he figured, and tried to take a surreptitious deep breath. Stiles showed every single emotion on his face. The way his eyebrows pinched together when he was grossed out, and how wide his eyes got when he was surprised, and Derek found himself watching his reactions more than the show itself. When it was over, he yawned for real.
Okay, now I'm actually tired.
It's like 10. You are such an old man, Stiles said, but his grin had a fond tinge to it. Derek huffed anyway.
I get up early to run. You want to come?
Stiles pulled a face. Seriously?
Mm-hmm. I leave at 7. It's part of my routine.
Ugh, that's awful. And this is supposed to be my vacation, he said with a groan. But yeah, sure. Just knock on my door. Derek knocked on Stiles' door the next morning as instructed and then kept knocking, just to be a shit, until he heard a thump and some muffled cursing.
Fuck off!
Derek grinned and stretched by the front door until Stiles came out, grumpy-faced, with a tremendous case of fluffy bedhead. It took him about a mile or so to wake up. But then he was back to his normal talkative self, chattering on about the golf course they ran through, and the dogs they saw, and whatever random thing crossed his mind, apparently. He was fast, too, and clearly in pretty good shape. Derek wasn't sure who kept increasing the pace, though his money was on both of them. But by the time they got back to the house, they were both drenched in sweat and panting, after racing each other nearly flat out the last 3 blocks. Oof, Stiles said, collapsing onto his back in the grass. I am way too tired to shower. I think I'll just wait for some rain. Good plan, considering we're in the desert, Derek said, which got his calf swatted when he stepped over Stiles. He paused after unlocking the front door and turned around.
So, is this a good time to tell you that there's usually only enough hot water for one shower?
Stiles let out a pitiful little yelp and leapt to his feet, but Derek was already through the door and taking the stairs 2 at a time.
If you were a good host, you'd let me shower first,
Stiles shouted after him.
You don't count as a guest anymore,
he yelled back, then let the bathroom door slam behind him. Derek turned on the shower and stripped while he waited for the water to warm up, his hands on his hips as he took a couple deep breaths. The adrenaline was flowing from their run, his heart rate still elevated, and he could feel the blood pumping. Pumping to some specific places, apparently, Derek thought wryly, looking down. He ducked his head under the stream of water and sighed. He didn't really want to jerk off right now. It was probably rude while someone else was waiting for the shower. But his dick seemed to have a different idea in mind. So before he could think better of it, Derek braced his left hand against the wall and stroked slowly, waiting for his mind to empty like usual. He'd never had a taste for porn, and didn't really have a bank of satisfying sexual experiences to draw back on. So his thoughts while doing this were usually of the amorphous variety, not really tied to anything particular except a vague notion of how it might feel like to have sex with someone he was seriously attracted to. But right now, all he could think of was Styles. Styles running, Styles in Derek's clothes. Where the hell did that one come from? Styles' shoulders. Derek cursed softly. He'd somewhat resigned himself to the fact that he had a crush on Styles, or something deeper, maybe. But this was the first time he'd really popped up in Derek's more intimate thoughts. He tried to fight it for a second before giving in, half-heartedly admonishing himself for his lack of willpower. He wasn't sure what to think about, exactly, considering that he'd never even kissed a guy before. So he gripped himself a little tighter, exhaling audibly and letting his mind wander. Styles liked to call himself puny, but he was not even in comparison to Derek. He was broad and strong, and Derek apparently had zero trouble picturing Styles on top of him, in his lap, maybe, or perhaps just sprawled out on top of him in bed, holding him down with those big hands while he moved his hips, and Derek came unexpectedly, faster than usual, and he had to press his lips together to hold in the shuddering gasps that wanted to escape. He twitched through the aftershocks and leaned against the tile, letting the cooling water wash away the evidence, while he breathed and tried not to freak out. This was officially getting hard to deny. He finished the non-masturbatory related aspects of his shower and dressed quickly, making sure to pull on the old UCLA shirt he always wore to the stadium on pitching days. Styles was in the kitchen when he came back downstairs, sitting at the kitchen table and scrolling through his phone. Derek flushed immediately, thinking back to what had been on his mind less than 10 minutes ago, and he knocked Styles' Mets cap off his head in an attempt to hide it. "Hey, asshole!" he exclaimed, running a hand through his hair and making it stick up further. Derek poured himself a cup of coffee and smiled behind Styles' back. "You stink." "Wow, rude. What happened to not biting the hand that feeds you, huh?" he asked, gesturing to a plate on the counter. "I made eggs. I didn't know how you liked them, so I just..." "Scrambled is good," he said, rummaging through the drawer for a fork. The eggs were still warm, barely, and Derek didn't even bother sitting down before he dug in. "What you up to today?" "I'm pitching in the game this afternoon," he said, and Styles' eyes lit up. "Then tell me all about your game day superstitions," he said, crunching obnoxiously through a bowl of Cheerios. "It's not really a game day. I'm only supposed to throw 3 innings, I think." "So the superstitions don't apply?" he asked, and Derek huffed. "I don't have any." Styles snorted. "Please, I don't believe you. Just don't tell me you wear the same pair of underwear or something," he said, and Derek wrinkled his nose. "Gross." "Then spill it. You have special game day shoelaces or something? Use a certain soap when you shower?" "This is my lucky shirt," he admitted, plucking at it, and Styles laughed at him. "That's not too bad." "It's really not. Baseball players are strange," he said, and Styles laughed again. Derek didn't really consider himself superstitious, especially not compared to some of the other guys. But anyone would be hard-pressed to find any baseball player who didn't adhere to some kind of routine. Derek was only particular about his on his days that he started, though, which was about every 5 days during the season, give or take, depending on when they were off. "What's the weirdest one you've ever seen?" Derek hummed and dropped 2 pieces of bread into the toaster. "There's a lot of weird food stuff. One guy I knew in the minors had to eat a peanut butter banana bacon sandwich exactly 2.5 hours before every game. And a lot of guys are picky about their equipment. Even Danny gets grumpy if anyone touches his bat." "I could make a joke about that, but I won't," Styles said with a smirk, and Derek snorted.
I have to leave for the ballpark before too long. Do you want to come with me, or wait for Erica, maybe? I have no idea what her plan is. Stiles said, standing up from the table to rinse his bowl in the sink. Could I just go with you? There's a place where I can just hang out with my laptop, right?
Yeah, sure. Half hour or so?
That's fine. I hope you didn't steal all the hot water, you heathen, Stiles said, shoving at Derek's arm as he walked by.
Thanks for the eggs,
he said belatedly, and Stiles waved a hand over his shoulder. Derek stretched out on his back and exhaled noisily, trying to focus on the warm sun on his face and nothing else. If at all possible, he liked to find a little time to clear his mind, preferably outside, before games. It was a little strange, maybe, but since pitchers were known for being weird, it didn't faze anyone that he disappeared for 20 minutes, a few hours before any game that he pitched in. He heard someone padding through the grass, and he grimaced. He thought he'd managed to find a fairly secluded patch of grass behind the clubhouse.
Oh my god, not you, too, Derek said when he opened his eyes to see Erica standing above him, her hands on her hips, and she rolled her eyes.
Now that's not a very nice way to greet your best friend. Would you like to try again?
How do you even find me?
You'd think I hadn't been your friend for 6 years. I know that you like to meditate or whatever before games.
Hey, he protested. Meditating has been shown to improve.
Save the lecture, she said, sitting down cross-legged next to him. Do you have a few minutes, or am I actually bothering you?
If you can manage not to talk about Stiles, then sure, he said, and she laughed.
Too fucking bad. Your meditating looks an awful lot like brooding, you know. He sighed.
I'm not brooding.
Brooding over Stiles.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, please. Anyone could see your mooning, pining ass from space.
He froze.
Shit, shit, shit. If he was ever going to actually do this, he'd have to get a lot better at hiding.
Is it really that obvious?
Only to me and Laura, I think, she said after a second. Pretty sure Stiles doesn't know. Or any of the other guys. He exhaled a little and pulled the brim of his cap down further over his face.
Thank God.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you freaking out? Erica asked, and he hesitated.
7.
That's not too bad. I would have expected at least a 9, she said, smirking, and Derek shoved at her blindly. What are you scared of?
I've never liked anyone this much, he said finally.
He'd never actually said it out loud before. But teasing aside, he knew that he could trust Erica more than just about anyone.
It's just scary.
She hummed a little and pressed her knee to his ribs. Yeah, it is, and you'll probably screw it up.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, he said dryly, and she laughed.
So it's not the guy thing? Derek hoped that the shadow of his hat brim was enough to hide his blush.
There's that, too.
Don't worry, I can teach you all you need to know about dicks, she said, and he grimaced.
No, thank you. I will be giving you 0 details, he said, then shook his head. God, I'm talking about it like it's actually going to happen.
I think you'd be surprised. He stared up at her for a long second and then determinedly looked away.
I am not going to ask you about that, because no matter what Laura thinks, we're not in high school.
Erica said cheerfully, smacking him on the chest. You're a fucking grown-up, so you're gonna have to get off your ass and do it yourself.
That prospect sounded terrifying,
so Derek flipped onto his stomach with a groan while Erica laughed at him. So what are you gonna do about it? He thought about it for a second.
Nothing, he said slowly. Not right now, anyway. The season's about to start, and it's just... it's too much.
Okay, she said, looking a little disappointed.
Did you set us up?
He asked, and Erica laughed. As much as I wish I could take credit for this, no, I didn't. I was kind of worried about it, actually. I figured it was about 50-50 whether you guys would become friends or just hate each other's guts.
The other one might have been easier, he mumbled, and she snorted.
But seriously, you know I'm here if you want to talk, right?
Yeah,
he said finally, his head pillowed on his arms. Now go away. She laughed again and smacked him on the ass before getting to her feet. Derek jogged out to the mound, carefully hopping over the foul line, and immediately caught a ball from Patty to start his warm-up before the inning started. He was thrilled to be back playing actual baseball, in an actual game, after more than 5 months without it. Spring training games were a little more relaxed, of course, and didn't actually count for anything, but he was happy nonetheless. They liked to ramp the pitchers up slowly, so that they were ready to throw a full game by the time the regular season started, and Derek was scheduled for 3 innings today if all went well. He'd gotten through the first two easily, very pleased with how his arm was feeling, so he only had to get 3 more outs before he was done for the day. They were playing the White Sox, who seemed to be testing out a bunch of minor leaguers in the lineup, trying to determine who was ready to join the main roster. The first two batters weren't really a match for Derek. He struck the first guy out on 3 pitches, and the second guy only managed a weak grounder to second on a particularly nasty curveball. Derek caught the ball that Patty threw back at him and scuffed the tip of his shoe into the dirt. Just one more, and he could call this a successful spring outing. Some young kid he didn't recognize was at the plate, fidgeting with his gloves and settling into position. Patty flashed the sign, and Derek lifted his hands, starting his windup. He threw the ball, registered the crack of the bat, and the next thing he knew, he was on his ass, his thigh exploding with pain. The crowd made a simultaneous gasping noise, but Derek didn't even hear it as he looked around blindly for the ball. "Finish the play, finish the play, finish the play," he told himself, the action as instinctive as anything. He spotted it about 5 yards away from him, but Boyd was already there, scooping it up easily and tossing it to Jackson before continuing on toward Derek. Finstock, the team manager, and Patty were already jogging toward him, looking concerned, along with Ben, the team's athletic trainer. Ben got there first, crouching and resting his hand on Derek's shoulders. "Your thigh, son? How's the pain?" Derek took a deep breath and closed his eyes, trying to catalog the pain. It hurt like fuck. His whole leg was throbbing, but it was already starting to recede a little bit. "It's not getting worse," he said, exhaling. "It's not broken." "Well, we're going to take x-rays anyway," Ben said, then gestured to Boyd. "Let's get him up. Derek, keep your weight off that leg as much as you can, okay?" Derek hooked his arms over their shoulders and held his breath as he stood up. The crowd roared its approval, and the two guys helped him off the field, with Derek awkwardly hopping along. "You're lucky that Dr. Myers is here today. Otherwise, we'd be going to the hospital," Ben said, and Derek grimaced at the thought. At least one of their team physicians was present at all their home games in L.A., but he knew that wasn't always the case when they were in Arizona. She was already in the training room by the time they got there, and she gave Derek a sympathetic smile. "Hey, Derek, that was a pretty nasty hit. How are you feeling?"
"It hurts a lot, but it's not unbearable."
"Well, that's a good sign," she said. "Take off those pants and let's have a look." Ben helped him up on the table and embarrassingly took off Derek's shoes for him. He managed to get his pants down on his own, thankfully, and Dr. Myers started poking and prodding at him. Derek gritted his teeth. Ben dropped 3 pills in his hand along with a little cup of water, and Derek swallowed them obediently. He laid back and closed his eyes, trying not to pay attention to anything while the two of them talked and fussed over him. "Well," Dr. Myers said finally, propping her hands on her hips, "you were very lucky, Mr. Hale. It must have been a glancing blow, because all you've got is one nasty bruise. It's going to hurt like hell and turn some very gross colors, but you'll be fine." Derek blew out a breath and nodded. "Thank God. What do I need to do?" "If you're in pain, alternate acetaminophen and ibuprofen. Don't go over the dosage limits. Keep it wrapped and elevated. Ice for 20 minutes on and 20 minutes off as much as you can. And you have my number. So call me if the pain gets any worse or if you have any questions, okay?" Derek nodded.
"How long am I out?"
"One-track mind, all of you boys," Dr. Myers said with a sigh, but she was smiling.
Nothing more than an easy game of catch or a long toss until you can put full weight on that leg with no pain. You got that? Maybe as long as a week. Less if you're a good patient and listen to what I'm telling you.
Okay, he said with a little laugh. I promise.
Good, because I saved the worst part for last. Crutches. Derek grimaced and she smirked at him. Yes, everyone hates crutches. How about a compromise? Just one crutch. But you promise me that you'll use it.
Deal, he said with a sigh, and she patted him on the shoulder.
At least it's March and not September, she said, and he couldn't agree more. The team's on the road tomorrow, so you stay home and stay off that leg as much as possible. I'll come find you the day after that, and we'll have another look.
Yeah, thanks, Doc.
The game was still in the ninth inning, so Derek had the locker room mostly to himself as he took a quick, very careful shower. He let Ben wrap his leg up tight before he managed to escape without having to talk to anyone else. He ducked back into the locker room to grab his bag and dug out his phone, which showed several texts from Stiles.
3:02 p.m. Stiles. Dude, are you okay? That looked really bad. 3:39 p.m. Stiles. I am a worrier, Derek. The longer I go without finding out what's wrong, the worse it becomes in my head. Stiles. You're probably dying of compartment syndrome right now or something. Stiles. If that's true, I'm gonna feel so bad. Shit. 4:17 p.m. Stiles. Okay. Boyd just told us that you're, like, not dead. Thank God. 4:32 p.m. Stiles. Erica and I are waiting in the lobby.
Derek snorted and shook his head. He didn't have any messages yet from his mom or his sister, though, which was good. Since they both had every alert imaginable set up for Derek's name, that meant that his injury wasn't on the internet yet. He'd have to remember to text them. He hobbled out of the clubhouse and ran into Stiles and Erica right outside the door, who both reached for him. Holy shit, dude, Stiles said, grabbing Derek's elbow and taking his bag from him. Are you okay? He nodded.
Yeah, it's just a deep bruise. No structural damage. I should be mostly back to normal in a few days.
Wow, that's lucky, Stiles said with a loud whistling exhale. That was fucking terrifying. Derek grimaced. A lot of pitchers had been seriously injured by batted balls, and he knew he was incredibly lucky.
Yeah, can we not talk about that part?
Sure, he said with a snort. Come on. I'm gonna wait for Boyd, Erica said, but call me if you need anything, okay? Derek nodded and obediently bent down so she could kiss his cheek. Stiles kept pace with him while Derek limped towards his car.
Can you drive? He asked,
awkwardly digging his keys out of his pocket before tossing them to Stiles, and he grinned.
Fuck yeah. I'm very sorry about the circumstances, but I am super stoked to drive your car. Not gonna lie.
Derek rolled his eyes. Just get us there in one piece, please. At your service, sir, he said, opening the passenger door and gesturing gallantly. Derek gave him a flat look, but he let Stiles steady his arm as he dropped down into the seat. Stiles' driving was acceptable, and as he fussed over Derek in the house, making sure that he was set up on the couch with ice and anything else he needed, Derek was torn between being grateful and wanting to tear his head off each time he adjusted the pillow. Derek was self-aware enough to realize that he was a grumpy patient, so he bit his tongue and didn't say anything at all. At least you pitched well, though, right? Stiles asked from the other end of the couch, and Derek shrugged.
It felt pretty good. Those batters weren't great, though, so who knows?
It looked great, he said, and Derek snorted.
Thanks.
His phone buzzed against a coffee table, and Stiles glared at him when he tried to reach for it, pushing him back gently. Relax, buddy. I'm not an invalid, he claimed, but Stiles just rolled his eyes and dropped the phone on his chest. It was his mom, and Derek winced as he answered it.
Derek Samuel Hale, she started firmly, and he sighed. Why did I have to find out from the internet that my favorite son is injured?
I'm your only son, he said automatically.
Doesn't mean you're not my favorite, she said, and the familiarity of the exchange made Derek smile.
I'm fine, Mom, I promise. It's just a bruise. I'm sorry I didn't call you.
Are you okay getting around and everything?
Yeah. Styles and Erica are here this weekend, remember? Styles is staying with me.
His mom hummed knowingly, and it took everything in Derek's power to keep a straight face. He really hoped the volume on his phone wasn't loud enough for Styles to hear. It wasn't like he could get up and go to the other room.
Ah, yes, Styles. Laura has some very interesting theories about that. Are you aware?
I'm aware that I'm going to kill her, he said mildly, and his mom laughed.
Okay, okay, I'll let it go.
Thank you.
Just let me talk to Styles.
What? He said, his face horrified. No, absolutely not.
Just to make sure he's taking care of you.
Still no. Most definitely no.
But,
Mom, I don't want to hang up on you, but I will, he stressed, and she laughed at him.
Oh, sweetie, I'm sorry. I'm glad Styles is there with you.
Did I hear my name? Styles asked loudly, scooting closer, and Derek glared at him.
Oh, was that him? His mom asked excitedly.
Styles was definitely close enough to hear that. Fuck. Derek wanted to die.
Put him on the phone, dear.
Sure enough, Styles plucked the phone out of his hand before he could even react.
Hi, this is Styles, he said brightly.
He hopped to his feet, and Derek reached for him, trying to lever up on his good leg.
Wait.
Sit down, Derek,
he said prissily, shoving him back down before moving out of Derek's reach.
Sorry about that, Mrs. Hale, he said into the phone. The patient is being unruly.
Oh, sorry, Talia, he said a second later, winking at Derek.
Uh-huh, really?
He wandered out of the room and Derek groaned, stretching out flat on the couch and pulling a pillow over his head. He was going to kill Styles. Actually, he was going to kill Laura. Then Styles. Derek heard them say their goodbyes only a couple minutes later.
Don't believe anything she says, he said automatically, and Styles laughed.
So you're telling me you don't like toasted peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Derek stilled and slowly moved a pillow off his face. Styles was standing by the end of the couch, his arms crossed over his chest with a little smirk on his face.
What else did she tell you?
That was it, Styles said.
He set the phone back down on the coffee table and sat in the corner of the couch, pulling Derek's feet onto his lap. Just that you really like toasted PB&Js when you're feeling bad and that you're a shitty patient.
Well, she didn't say shitty, exactly, but that's what I took from it.
Why? What were you afraid of? Derek snorted, trying to think of something plausible that wasn't my mom spilling the beans about my possible crush on you.
She has a tendency to tell embarrassing childhood stories at the slightest provocation.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'll have to provoke her next time.
There won't be a next time, Derek grumbled, and Styles patted his foot.
Okay, dear.
Was she mad you didn't tell her first?
She full-named me, he said dryly.
Ouch,
Styles said with a grimace.
Hey, you hungry? I can make dinner.
You don't have to make dinner, he said immediately.
Derek felt bad that Styles came here for a vacation, but instead was having to deal with and take care of a grumpy, mobility-impaired professional athlete.
We could order in or something.
Well, too bad, because I'm doing it anyway. Toasted PBJs coming up.
Derek hesitated. That was too tempting to pass up.
Okay, he said finally. That sounds good.
He dozed off for a few minutes while Styles was in the kitchen, but he jerked awake when something jostled his leg. There were two plates on the coffee table, along with two glasses of milk, and Styles was putting a fresh ice pack on Derek's thigh. He levered himself up to a seated position and reached for one of the plates, then snorted.
The triangles are a nice touch.
Yeah, I thought so, Styles said, his mouth already full.
Man, these are good.
They are, Derek agreed. They weren't quite as good as his mom's, sure, but it was comforting nonetheless.
Styles flipped channels until he came across a random action movie on HBO, and he left it there when Derek didn't protest. Derek tried to lay back down again, and he winced when the movement pulled at his thigh. It had only been 6 hours, and he was already ready for this dumb injury to be done with. The doctor said he was lucky that it was just a glancing blow. What if the ball had caught him dead on? What if it hit his arm? What if he'd landed funny and hurt himself more seriously? What if he had to miss the beginning of the season, or even more?
Derek felt his chest starting to get tight, and he tried to take a deep breath.
"You okay?" Stiles asked, interrupting his thoughts, and Derek lifted his gaze to see Stiles looking at him, his brow furrowed.
"I'm fine," he answered automatically.
"You sure? I know this movie isn't great, but I don't think it deserves the Derek Hale death stare of doom."
"Did you copyright that? It sounded like it was capitalized."
Stiles laughed.
"Don't think I don't know when you're deflecting."
"Just thinking," he admitted, and Stiles rolled his eyes.
"Oh my God, it's like pulling teeth."
"Thinking about what?"
"My leg. How it could have been worse."
Stiles' face turned sympathetic and he nodded. "Is it the danger thing?"
"Well, yeah. That's always there a little bit, in the back of my mind. But it's more, there's a lot of pressure," he said finally, "on me to do well this season."
Stiles muted the TV and turned to face him more fully, pulling one leg up underneath him.
"Is that hard to deal with?" he asked, and Derek thought about it.
"Yes and no. I've wanted to be a pro since I was 13, so I've pretty much always felt the pressure. But it gets worse every year. There's a lot of people counting on me."
Stiles opened his mouth, then closed it again. Derek had literally never seen him refrain from saying something, and his eyebrows rose in surprise.
"What?"
Stiles hesitated.
"You're not gonna like it."
"Tell me anyway."
"Well, this is coming from someone who loves baseball," he started. "But sports in general have such an inflated importance in our society. I mean, you guys get paid so much money, and it's a multi-billion dollar industry, obviously. But honestly, it really is just a game. And while it's important to a lot of people, it's not life or death. You are so lucky to be able to do what you love for a living. And I think you should just try to enjoy every day that you get to do that. You work hard, I know you do. So just keep doing that and try to forget about the big picture, because it really doesn't matter."
Derek exhaled heavily and scratched at his beard.
"I agree with you, I do. But baseball's all I have, you know."
Stiles looked a little sad, but he nodded.
"Yeah, I get that." That seemed to be the end of the conversation, as Stiles twisted back towards the TV and unmuted the movie. Derek felt a little better, though, and he laid his legs over Stiles' lap in lieu of actually saying something to express his gratitude. Stiles got up a couple times to get fresh ice packs, and he returned the last time with a pint of ice cream in his hands.
"I didn't know I even had ice cream," Derek said, and Stiles snorted.
"You're injured. It's a requirement," he said, sitting down next to Derek and offering him a spoon.
"And so you're just eating ice cream out of solidarity, then?"
"It's been a very emotionally traumatizing day," Stiles said, slurring the words around a mouthful of ice cream.
"For me." Derek rolled his eyes. Together, they demolished about half the pint, until Derek gave Stiles his spoon and made him take it away before he could eat any more. It wasn't a cheat day, after all. The sugar made him sleepy, apparently, and he had to fight to keep his eyes open for the ending of the mediocre movie that he didn't really care about. Once he yawned 3 times in about 60 seconds, Stiles stood up.
"You should take the guest room since it's on this floor," he said. Derek hesitated, and Stiles gave him a look.
"Do you really want to attempt those stairs right now? I'll have to help you, and then I'll probably drop you, and then I'll get killed for further injuring the Dodgers star pitcher. It'll be embarrassing for everyone. Let's just avoid it." Derek gave a spare thought to his bedroom. He was pretty sure there wasn't anything embarrassing laying around, and he'd made the bed this morning even, and offered a grudging nod.
"Fine."
"Cool. You need anything?"
Derek thought about it. He could sleep in the clothes he had on, and he was pretty sure there was a spare toothbrush in the guest bathroom, and shook his head.
"No, thank you for your help tonight," he said, suppressing a wince at how awkward and stilted he sounded.
Stiles just smiled, though, and patted him on the arm.
"No prob, buddy. Have a good night."
Stiles ducked into the bedroom to grab a few things and then headed upstairs. Derek got ready for bed slowly, mindful of how his balance was still a little off. The ice had helped earlier, but now his leg was throbbing.
enough so that he swallowed a couple Advil. The bed smelled good, familiar, kind of spicy and warm, like Stiles' cologne, maybe, or aftershave or body wash or something. Nobody was there to see him, but Derek still flushed when he rolled onto his good side and took a deeper sniff of the pillow. His dick seemed to take a particular interest, but since there was pretty much nothing creepier than jerking off in someone else's bed, he tried to shut that train of thought down real quick. But the thought of Stiles jerking off in Derek's bed? Now that was a very pleasant mental picture, and Derek felt the stirring in his shorts again. Fuck. His phone vibrated on the pillow next to him, and he twisted his head to look. It was Laura, which killed his half-chub pretty much instantly. At least sisters were good for something every once in a while.
10:04 p.m. Laura. Mom got to talk to Stiles? Laura. I'm gonna get his number from Erica. Derek. Do not do that. Derek. Jesus Christ, Laura. What did you tell Mom about us? Laura. Nothing, really, I swear. Just that you guys are good friends and that I thought you two would be a cute couple. Laura. Why, did she say something? Derek. Not really, she just insinuated. Derek. She didn't say anything to Stiles, though. Laura. She wouldn't. She's just trying to tease you, not actually interfere in your life. Derek. Maybe you should take a clue from her. Laura. Well, that's no fun. Laura. Oh, and she told me you were okay. Derek. Yeah, thanks for asking. Laura. She said you were fine. Laura. Plus, you have a great nurse to take care of you. Laura. I've definitely seen porn that started like that.
Derek groaned and tossed his phone to the other side of the bed. There was no satisfying way to hang up on someone via text, and he hated that. Stiles yawned around the rim of his coffee mug, leaning against the cabinet while he slumped on the kitchen counter, and the sight made Derek yawn, too. So do you have any idea what's happening with this thing? He asked, and Derek shook his head. It was Stiles' last full day in Arizona, and they were supposed to go on a Grand Canyon tour with Boyd and Erica. Not a clue. Erica planned it. I just know they're supposed to pick us up in 5 minutes, he said, craning his neck to see the clock on the microwave. His phone buzzed in his pocket, and he fished it out. Speak of the devil.
7:02 a.m. Erica. We're bailing. Sorry. Hungover from our sex marathon last night that will surely continue into today. We tried this new thing, and I can barely move. Erica. Be jealous. You can't have multiple orgasms, Dare Bear.
Derek mimicked vomiting, and when Stiles laughed at him, he glared and held his phone out. Stiles grimaced as he read, and Derek raised his eyebrows at him. One, TMI, Stiles said. Two, can I also call you Dare Bear? Absolutely not, he said absently as he looked back down at his phone.
7:10 a.m. Erica, can't wait to tell you all about it. Derek, never tell me, ever. Erica, ugh, you're the worst. I'll tell Stiles. Derek, he says no to. Erica, you guys are no fun. Erica, have fun on your super romantic date, kissy face eggplant.
Derek's face flushed. God, his friends were the worst. What'd she say? Nothing, Derek said quickly, then shoved his phone in his back pocket. So I guess we're on our own. You ready? Yeah, how's the leg feeling today? Derek looked down at it and shrugged. It had been almost 3 full days since he got hurt, and the worst of the pain was gone. Not bad, actually. I could probably get away without the crutch. Nope, Stiles said immediately, and Derek rolled his eyes at him. Seriously? Yes, seriously. But the doorbell rang, interrupting him, and Stiles grinned, hopping down from the counter and then patting Derek on the shoulder as he skirted past him. Whoops, let me get that. Derek sighed and grabbed his crutch and his bag before following. Stiles was already talking to the woman at the door,
who was petite with curly blonde hair and maybe a few years younger than Derek's mom.
Derek, this is Rita, our tour guide.
Oh, my goodness, she said, propping her hands on her hips. What happened to you?
Just a bad bruise, Derek said. I'm fine. I hope it won't interfere with your plans.
Oh, not at all. I'm a Dodgers fan, dear, she said in a stage whisper, patting his arm. We'll take good care of you. Don't worry.
She seemed genuinely nice, so Derek smiled at her and let her lead them out to a fancy Escalade parked in the driveway.
Wasn't there supposed to be four of you?
Stiles snorted, but Derek managed to keep a straight face. Last-minute cancellation. Is that okay?
Of course.
They drove up to the Grand Canyon, passing through the Red Rocks and Oak Creek Canyon, as Rita explained a bit about the history and the geographic features of the area. She was knowledgeable and funny, and she seemed to hit it off with Stiles immediately. He asked a lot of questions, which she was eager to answer, and Derek was more than happy to just sit back and listen.
So we don't actually know anything about this tour because our friend planned it, Stiles explained once they passed through the entrance to the national park. What are we going to see?
Rita laughed and kept driving.
Just you boys wait. Captain Christine is going to take you for quite a ride.
They ended up in a big clearing, and Rita shooed them out of the SUV.
Wow, Stiles breathed, looking up at the big, gleaming helicopter in front of them.
That's pretty cool, Derek admitted. I've never been on one before.
Yeah, me neither, he said with a grin, tugging at Derek's elbow. So come on.
The ride was shaky and took some getting used to, but the views were amazing. Derek had never felt so small in his entire life, and he and Stiles spent the entire 45-minute ride with their noses pressed against the glass. They had to yell to be heard over the noise of the chopper, but Derek could get all he needed, really, from Stiles' excited facial expressions.
Derek's legs were a little wobbly when they finally got back on solid ground, and based on the way Stiles grabbed his arm as they walked back to the Escalade, he was in the same boat.
How was it? Rita asked, grinning.
Amazing, Stiles enthused, and Derek nodded along as he described the sights.
Glad to hear it. I picked you boys up some lunch, and now I'm going to show you to my favorite spot in the whole park. She led them to a little outcropping off the beaten path, which had a great view and, miraculously, zero other people. She even had a thick blanket for them to sit on while they ate lunch, and Derek made a mental note to tip her generously. The food was good, too. Thick-cut fresh sandwiches with fruit salad and roasted potatoes. And Derek ate slowly while listening to Stiles chatter on about everything they had seen. It was a little chilly up there, and when Stiles shivered for the third time, in just a thin, long-sleeve shirt, Derek sighed and reached for his drawstring bag. He pulled out a sweatshirt and thrust it in Stiles' face.
Stiles laughed.
Oh my god. His voice muffled as he tugged the hoodie over his head. So is it just your mission to make sure I'm wearing Dodgers gear at all times? Derek shrugged, but he didn't explicitly deny it.
The weather's variable here. Everyone knows that. And you're always cold.
They stayed there for a little while longer, taking in the scenery, and Derek figured that the chilly weather provided enough plausible deniability for him to press their thighs together while they sat. Rita drove them around the park a little bit more, pointing out areas of specific interest and taking them down the scenic roadways, until eventually they started to head back towards Phoenix.
Just let me know if you boys need a bathroom break or anything, otherwise we'll drive straight through, Rita said over her shoulder, and Derek nodded. And feel free to fiddle with the TV back there.
Stiles did, picking some random comedy on Netflix. Derek didn't even know cars could have Netflix. And then he promptly fell asleep with his face smashed up against the window. He kept shifting around, though, looking uncomfortable, until Derek finally sighed and tugged him down by the shoulder, so Stiles' head was resting on Derek's good thigh. The weight of him was comforting, as was the low whistle of his breathing, and Derek tilted his own head against the window to watch the scenery fly by.